Acts chapter 27. The Romans started to take Paul to Caesar, their biggest boss. Verse 1.
Later on, Festus, the government boss over that country, reckoned it was time for Paul to go to Rome in Italy country. So he took Paul and some other prisoners to Julius. Julius was the boss over a mob of soldiers that were called the Augustus mob. Festus told him,
"Take all these prisoners to Rome."
And they let me, Luke, go with them. So we got on a ship that came from a town called Adramidium. It was going to sail to some of the towns along the coast of Asia country. Another one of Paul's friends came with us too. His name was Aristarchus. His hometown was Thessalonica in Macedonia country. We all started sailing on that ship, and the next day we stopped at the town called Sidon. Julius was good to Paul, and he let him go and see his friends there, so they could give him anything he needed. Then Paul came back to the ship. After that, the ship left Sidon, but the wind was blowing against us. So the ship went along the north side of Cyprus Island to get away from the wind. Then we crossed over the sea close to the coast of Cilicia country and Pamphylia country, and we got to a town called Myra in Lycia country. Then we got off the ship there and looked for another ship to take us to Rome in Italy country. In Myra, people told Julius,
"There is another ship here that came from the town called Alexandria, and it is going to sail to Italy country."
So Julius took us to that other ship, and we got on it, and we left Myra. We sailed slowly for a few days, and then we went close to the coast of Asia country, near a town called Cnidus. After that, the wind got very strong. It didn't let the ship sail straight ahead towards the west, so we sailed towards the south. We sailed along the south side of Crete Island to get away from the wind. We went past Cape Salmon. The wind was still strong, so the ship couldn't sail properly, and we went slowly along the coast of Crete Island until we got to a place called Fair Havens Harbour, near a town called Lasia.
Paul told the ship's men to wait, but they kept going. Acts chapter 27, verse 9.
It took us a long time to get to Fair Havens Harbour. It was already October, and the bad weather was coming soon. If we kept going, we might get big trouble from storms. So Paul talked to the men that looked after the ship. He said,
"Listen, men, I reckon that if we keep going, we'll get big trouble. I reckon a storm will wreck the ship, and you will lose everything in it, and we might drown too."
But the boss soldier didn't listen to Paul. He listened to the boss of the shipmen and the owner of the ship. That place, Fair Havens Harbour, was not a good place to stay in the cold weather time. So most of the men on the ship reckoned we had to leave there and go on a bit further to a town called Phoenix and stay there for the cold weather time. The harbour at Phoenix was all right. It was open to the sea in the west, but the strong winds didn't blow from the west in the cold weather time. We waited at Fair Havens Harbour until the strong wind stopped. Then a little wind started to blow from the south, and the shipmen thought that they could sail the ship to Phoenix. So they lifted the anchor and sailed west along the southern shore of Crete Island. But after a little while, the wind changed, and a big strong wind blew across the island from the north side, and it pushed the ship to the south, away from the land. That wind was called the Northeaster. The shipmen couldn't steer the ship the right way. The wind kept on blowing it the wrong way. So they just let the wind take the ship anywhere. The ship was towing a little boat behind it. The sea was very rough. So we wanted to put that little boat up on the deck of the ship so that it would not get full of water. But the wind was too strong for us to do that. Then we went beside a little island called Corda. That island blocked the wind, so it wasn't as strong. And we lifted the little boat up out of the water and tied it on to the deck of the ship. There was still a lot of wind, so it was really hard work for us, but we did it. After that, the shipmen tied ropes around the middle of the ship to make it stronger, so the big waves would not break it. The wind was pushing the ship very fast, and the shipmen reckoned we might hit the sandbars near Libya country and get stuck there. So they got a big bag on a rope, and they threw it out behind the ship and let it drag in the water. This made the ship slow down a bit, but the wind kept on blowing it along. The strong wind and the big waves kept on throwing the ship about. It was very rough. The next day, the shipmen wanted to make the ship lighter, so they started to throw away the things that the ship was carrying. On the third day of the storm, the shipmen even threw away a lot of the ship's own things, like its sails and poles. The wind kept on blowing really hard, and the sky was full of dark clouds all day and all night. We couldn't see the sun or the stars for a long time, so we didn't know where we were. And the wind and the waves kept on throwing us about, and after some time, we thought we were going to drown in the sea.
Paul told everybody on the ship that they will not drown. Acts chapter 27, verse 21.
None of us on the ship wanted to eat any food. We didn't eat anything for a long time. Then one day, Paul stood up in front of us and said,
"Listen, men, you didn't listen to me in Crete. I told you not to sail out of that little harbour, but you did. So now you are in trouble, and you lost all the things this ship was carrying. But listen, don't be frightened. I'm telling you that none of us will die, but the wind and the waves will wreck this ship. You see, I work for God, and last night he sent one of his angel messengers to me. He came and stood beside me, and he said, 'Paul, don't be frightened. You have to go and stand in front of Caesar, the big boss in Rome, and God will be good to all the other men that are with you on the ship too. None of them will die.' Listen, friends, don't be frightened. I believe that God will help us, just like that angel told me. But the ship will crash onto an island, and we will all go onto the land there."
Paul stopped the shipmen from leaving the ship. Acts chapter 27, verse 27.
We were in that storm for 2 weeks. The wind was still blowing the ship across the water called the Adriatic Sea. Then, in the middle of the night, the shipmen thought the ship was getting close to land. So they got a rope with a stone on the end of it and dropped it into the water to find out how deep it was. That stone went down 37 meters into the water, so they knew the water was 37 meters deep. We went a little further, and then they threw the stone out again. This time, it only went down 28 meters, so they knew the water was not as deep there. That's how they knew for sure that the ship was getting close to land. Then they got frightened. They thought the ship might smash onto some rocks. So they threw down 4 anchors on ropes from the back of the ship to stop the ship. They really wanted daylight to come so they could see the land. The shipmen wanted to leave the ship and get in the little boat. So they lied to everyone. They said,
"We are going to drop some anchors from the front of the ship."
Then they started to put the little boat down into the sea. But Paul said to the boss soldier and to the other soldiers,
"If these shipmen don't stay on the ship, you will all drown."
So the soldiers cut the ropes of the little boat and let it fall down into the water, and the waves took it away.
Paul got them all to eat some food to stay alive. Acts chapter 27, verse 33.
Just before daylight came, Paul tried to get everyone to eat some food. He said,
"For the past 14 days you were too worried and you didn't eat anything. So now I'm telling you, you've got to eat some food so you'll get stronger and stay alive. I know that none of you will drown."
After he said that, while everyone was looking at him, Paul picked up some bread and thanked God for it. Then he broke a bit off and started to eat it. Then the rest of us felt better, so we all ate some food. There were 276 of us on that ship altogether. Everyone ate as much as they wanted. Then they threw all the bags of food out of the ship into the sea, and that made the ship a bit lighter.
The ship started to break up. Acts chapter 27, verse 39.
Then the daylight came and we saw the land. The shipmen didn't know that place, but they could see a bay with a beach, and they reckoned,
"Maybe we can steer the ship onto that beach."
So they cut the anchor ropes and let the anchors stay in the sea. And at the same time, they untied the rudders so they could steer the ship again. Then they put up the sail at the front of the ship, and then the wind started to blow the ship towards the land. But halfway there, it hit a sandbar not far from the beach. The front of the ship got stuck there, and it didn't go any further. Then the big waves kept on hitting the back of the ship and they started to break it up.
The boss soldier saved Paul. Acts chapter 27, verse 42.
The soldiers said to their boss,
"Let's kill all the prisoners so they can't swim to the beach and run away."
But their boss wanted to save Paul, so he said,
"No."
Then he told everybody,
"If you can swim, jump into the water now and swim to the land. You mob go first.
After they did that, the other people that couldn't swim grabbed things that float, like bits of broken wood from the back of the ship, and they held on to those things in the water until the waves washed them to the beach. So we all got to that land. None of us drowned.